The protesters, after Walter Delamere. "Leave coal in the ground," said the protesters, surrounding the colliery door. In their ranks, horses' hooves stamped in anger on the hard asphalt floor. And a cry rose up out of the protest to the pithead lying still. They crashed against the police a second time to bend them to their will. No workers descended down into the earth. No lamps ventured into the gloom. Maggie, in her wisdom, shut down the pits, starved out the spirit of the NUM. But the host of courageous miners, who picketed, struck and fought, stood listening to speeches of Scargill, to principles which could not be bought, stood in solidarity with each other, and although the struggle was lost, still inspire good trade unionists, regardless of personal cost. And while the threat of global warming is real, important and true, we still remember their sacrifice so that we can build anew. For hands that dug coal can shape blades, make turbines, solar panels, harness nature. As we leave fossil fuels untouched, they can propel us into the future. But we can't do it under this system. Capitalism has to go. Put an end to the rule of profit. Decisions should be made from below.